Well, there we are. We love that. That is the new single from Ray Quinn. It's called They Say Love. It's taken off of his new album, which is Undeniable. And Ray joins us on the line. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, nice. The sun's shining, so I'm happy days.
Good stuff. Good stuff. You're one of these people, Ray. I've got to ask you. When you're filling in your passport application, you've got so many things you can put down for occupation, isn't it? So there's actor, dancer, singer. Which one are you going to put to the top?
I guess just entertainer. I had a chat with Gabby Rossman a couple of weeks ago. She was sort of saying to me, you know, what would you sort of categorise yourself to be? And I'd say probably entertainer, because I guess it all falls under the same umbrella.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. That's a good answer, actually. And that sums it up, because you've done serious acting on Brookside and stuff like that, haven't you? And that was really the start. Then X Factor. And then, of course, really, I mean, a lot of people are going to go, he was on Dancing on Ice. And as soon as I mentioned your name, a lot of people, I mean, you really scored big on Dancing on Ice, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was 10 years of my life, that was, yeah. Fantastic show, you know, great team of people, made some great friends. And I love the sports. And, you know, you find yourself, you know, falling in love with the sports even more every time you skate, because it's, you know, a huge sense of freedom, a huge sense of enjoyment. You feel that breeze when you're skating around the ice, and yeah, I loved it.
Had you done much of it before?
I've been to meet with, you know, D-side with my mum years ago when I was a kid a couple of times, but you know, ice skating was always something my mum wanted me to do as a kid, but we couldn't really afford it with the traveling and the lessons and the boots and everything. It was never really a sport that back then, I think, kids my age were sort of into. I was born in 88, you know, around the time when Tall and Dean won gold, you know.
Mm.
So that, for my mum's era, that was like, you know, it was big news back then. So I think for me, it was always, I needed to do the show when I got the call. I was like, I have to do the show, because my mum always went on about it. My nan, my dad, they loved it, you know, and they're proud of Tall and Dean and Great Britain and England, you know, winning that gold. So it was always something I was going to do.
I bet you got it in the ear, didn't you? I bet your mum turned around and said, see, I told you could do that.
Christopher Dean always said to me, you know, if you would have done this years ago, he said you could have been tough competition for even me. And I was like, what? And I guess I probably wish I did. But then on the other side, you know, hindsight's a beautiful thing, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day, I'm glad I did it when I did, because I got the accolades to go with it, like winning the show and then coming back to do Champion of Champions and winning that show. It was hard work, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of trial and error, but you know, touch wood, I didn't get injured, and I enjoyed my time there, and I went for it the best I could.
And it looks good on the show reel, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get back to the music then, because your debut album was very much sort of along the Rat Pack type of lines, but this new album you've got out is a real departure. This is a real pop star type album, isn't it? This is you as a musical artist.
In some ways, yeah, because obviously there's original songs on there. That were written. I did a pop album about 5 years ago, a small EP, and this was some of the songs off there were soft released at the time, but then it never felt right for me, and I always sort of felt like I needed to go back to what I know and the swing, but then and the big band, but I needed to find an avenue that wasn't so copy and paste, and that's when it came to it, and I thought, oh yeah, absolutely, this is what I need to do. So we did the original song that was on that album and took it into the studio with the big band and tried to flip it and make it, you know, as originally as sounding as possible. And with that, we got They Say Love, and that was with a full 40, 50-piece orchestra, strings, the lot, and it was all of a sudden, wow, I've got a sound. So it went from there, really. So I've still got covers with, you know, my homage back to my days of my swing with, you know, Matt Munro covers. I've got Tom Jones, but it's all done with that big band orchestral influence. So it's been fun, been really, really fun. So I can't wait, because as I say, it's a cocktail of contemporary classics spanning 4 decades. So I've brought it right up to date. And bring in Frank Sinatra, if you like, into the 21st century.
And that is, I was going to say, that is exactly what you've managed to do, isn't it? Because it is a trick to take those old songs and for them not to sound sort of, oh yeah, yeah, it's just a covers act. And it isn't. It's a complete rework, and people hearing this for the first time are going, wow.
Yeah. I think, and as well, there's a lot of influences from all different parts of my life growing up in this album, and you know, that's why I called it undeniable, because the artists that I grew up with were always undeniable to me. And it was almost like, oh my gosh, you know, if I could just have a quarter of their talents and success, you know, I'd be in their dreamland, if you know what I mean. So I wanted to sort of emulate their success in this album, and plus a lot of the other things that I've learned and seen and done growing up that have influenced me to also be in this album. Like, I'm a big James Bond fan, so there's a lot of like James Bond-esque type vibes in a couple of the songs, especially the Tom Jones one. So yeah, there's some great tracks. I'm really, really proud of the album. It's been a great 12 months making it, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it, really.
And it comes out at the end of August. I guess we are all still sitting here thinking, what will the situation be like by the end of the year? But will you get a chance to get out and tour it, do you think?
Well, as I said, I've been talking to the production teams and the tour management just to see whether I can get it out there at some point. But, and I was supposed to do a couple of audience with gigs in September just to sort of mark the release of the album. But obviously these are all still up in arms, still up in the air. None of us are sort of really sure where it's going to end up and how it's going to be. But, you know, the album's out there. I'm made up to see that the album's coming out on the 28th of August, and I've achieved what I wanted to achieve by doing that. So, the touring hopefully will come. The glass is always half full.
That's the way to do it.
Positive and keep going, yeah.
And really, it's going to work so well because, you know, your ability to dance, your ability to skate, things like that, the ability to stand on a big stage with a big orchestra behind you and do that sort of toe-tappy type, it would be amazing, wouldn't it? I mean, it really would. It would sound and look so authentic.
Absolutely, yeah. We were talking about getting the band to tour with me, like just a few dates and stuff, and the size of the band on the album is like, you know, 50, 60 piece. It's massive, but I wouldn't be able to tour with that type of calibre. It would have been around sort of 8 to 12 piece, so it would still look great on the set, and it would still look great on stage, and it would still sound incredible. And so I wanted to emulate that sort of mini big band type vibe with the tracks, so that I could take them on the road. And that's the most important thing to me, is live entertainment. And that's what I was, you know, born to do, I believe. And, you know, I've been doing it ever since I was about 13, 14 in the pubs and clubs and bars and restaurants as a kid. And then growing up, getting into X Factor, coming out of that and doing my gigs as well. So it's always been a part of my life, and I wouldn't change it, because that's what I get the most out of, is the live audiences, and seeing their reactions and hearing it firsthand, rather than, you know, putting it out there. And because obviously the game's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has.
With streaming and downloading. You know, when I was on X Factor, we barely had the internet. No one was really.
You're right.
MySpace was just starting. We had Bebo.
Well, as you say, you've got a whole suitcase full of tools to take with you, because you are multi-talented in that way. So I'm guessing for things like TikTok and Instagram, you know, you're more than the average Joe. You could be really entertaining in just short, quick bursts on there. So I can imagine your social media following. They're really looking forward to every day's posts.
All that TikTok stuff, you know, even that, I was like, what? What's TikTok? What's Snapchat? What's Snapfam? Chat, you know. But me kids and my nieces and nephews are all over it, and they're like, oh, Uncle Ray, you know, Dad, you need to do this, it's fun. And my missus and I got a little dance school in Formby, and, you know, the kids are all like that, saying, oh, please, you know, can we do some TikToks? It's like, no, get in a dance class.
Well, listen, Ray, it's been lovely to talk to you. Good luck with the single, good luck with the album. Keep us posted when you're out and about. Certainly, if you're ever in Cambridge, do let us know, and we'll get you into the studios. It'd be lovely to see you and come along and see you as well.
I got to admit, I love Cambridge. Anytime I'd ever tour, I'd love to just walk around those streets of Cambridge. It's so lovely. Fantastic. Really nice place to be. Will come in and see you.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. But for now, Ray, thanks very much indeed for joining us today.
You too, mate. Take care. Nice to talk to you.